servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which we're using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
When you hey there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, providing you with so many fruits and vegetables, you just can't believe it. In fact, you can get this wonderful product every day. It's a food supplement, and it has fruits and vegetables, 31 of them a day, from everything from aloe vera to apple, banana, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato. Tell me you're going to eat all that today, because I know you won't. So you can get all the health benefits, though, because all of that is dehydrated down. They take the air and water out, and they give you the nutrients. This is a fantastic product. Everything is vine-ripened and then brought down in a 10-stage test in 10 stages for you so that it's dehydrated down properly, and it's an amazing product. You can put the code in KATE at balanceofnature.com, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Highly, highly recommend. And that's just the fruit one I talked about. Veggies is a whole different slew of vegetables. So I know you're probably not going to eat a truckload of fruits and veggies today, but you can do it very, very simply in caplet form. Three of each, three fruits, three veggies, and they have a wonderful fiber drink that stabilizes your blood sugar, and maybe you can kick some of those prescriptions to the curb. Go to balanceofnature.com. I so highly recommend this. I love this product. I played Hooked on a Feeling because that's really what people are hooked on right now, is a feeling of helping, a feeling of I'm a good citizen, a feeling of caring, a feeling of look at me, I'm great. And that's one of the problems, is that it doesn't go beyond that. So whenever they bring the subject up, they can't ever tell you why they're doing it scientifically. Because if they say it's scientific, here it is in a nutshell, guys, then they have to explain why they didn't wear one all the previous flu seasons and year round for all the other illnesses and viruses. Because if you're doing it because this guy today told me droplets of infected virus can come from your breathing and will permeate the air. And I'm like, that's a nice CNN soundbite, but
not true.
It's not true. It just isn't true. And so people keep repeating these things, but they're not true. And it's really frustrating me. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting really frustrated with those kinds of things, because now tell me then why our entire nation didn't get sick year after year after year with all the same illness if contagious illnesses are spread so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. You have an immune system. So I don't know what else to say other than, oh my gosh, we're in a world of hurt. Here is Fauci on masks.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better,
hooked
and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
All right. So then people go, but I'm asymptomatic and I don't know if I'm spreading something I don't know that I have. Well, here's the WHO to clear that up for you in their admission of asymptomatic people.
When a surgeon wears a mask or a nurse wears
a
mask, is it because they're afraid that they're going to get something? It's so that the surgeon, if he's drooling or spitting or coughing or sneezing, he doesn't sneeze or cough or spit or drool into the surgical field, into the sterile field. So we're not doing it because we're trying to protect ourselves. We're doing it so that we protect the other party. Now, what are we doing here? We're telling everybody to wear a mask, which is increasing the cortisol levels in the body, increasing stress, decreasing the airflow, causing an increase in release in the viral load that's being released within our system from the cells, because remember, viruses are inside the cells. And we're doing it all under the pretense of protecting ourselves, whereas in fact, masks are designed to protect the other party. So it's the most ludicrous thing, and the misinformation to tell you to wear a mask is actually creating a greater issue, a greater suppression of your immune system, which would render you more susceptible to any type of opportunistic pathogen, virus, bacteria, whatever the case may be.
We have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
So asymptomatic
that the issue
people,
that I was talking
asymptomatic people aren't spreading it because it's extremely rare, says the WHO. And then that was Dr. Bitar saying the reason that surgeons wear a mask is not to get spit or something in the open surgical area. Not that's why they don't wear them all the time. You know, just trying to clear up some facts.
Well, yeah, people don't understand what viral shedding is. You know, you have to have a lot of virus replicating in your system to shed it and be infectious. And if you have that, you're going to have symptoms.
Yeah. But you know, though, just to make COVID easier, did you know the flu season ended in February? Did you know that it ended just suddenly? I don't know if you knew that.
They had a good vaccine this year?
Yes. It ended suddenly just as it was gaining momentum. And Redfield from the CDC was super happy about that because it made COVID labeling super simple because they just labeled it all COVID.
Right.
There you go.
That the issue that I was talking about being more difficult, is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended.
Just ended.
So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus. And so the comment that I made, it's more difficult. Doesn't mean it's would be more impossible.
Just difficult because they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
All right. I just want all their own admissions on tape. That's all I need because I'm not hooked on some feeling. I just want to go with what they're saying. And what they're saying is not matching up with what the media is saying.
Nope, not a bit.
And you know, people will always take in what they first hear, but they'll never ever look at the update, the recap, and then in response to that information, here's the new update. People won't even listen. Did you know that people in Germany are quite upset and they were actually protesting in mass?
Lots of them.
Ron Paul said a million.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Over a million. I heard a million in Berlin alone.
Wow. Well, you can see why. We are we're having to deal with all of this, and I know you guys all know this because we played these clips on different shows, and I was sort of rounding them all up together because I'm going to be doing a YouTube clip so you have a visual representation of all the evidence that contradicts and kicks the narrative to the curb. Here's Texas citing the CDC on how they redefined new cases. Here you go.
The new case definition. So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR, but now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. Meaning if you use another testing method, not PCR, and if you have close contact with a confirmed or probable case, And if you did that lab work that was not a PCR, you could be considered a case with or without symptoms. They also changed the, they also updated the definition for deaths related to COVID-19. Previously, prior to this definition, it was only if you had a positive PCR result that you would be counted as someone who died related to COVID-19. Now that lab testing is no longer required to be counted towards that.
No testing required.
The new probable case definition with FDA approved positive lab with or without symptoms. Do you also...
The clinical criteria that they have defined is at least two symptoms of fever, subjective or measured, chills, rigors, myalgia, headache, sore throat, new smell and taste disorders, two of those, or one of cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or evidence of pneumonia without an alternative diagnosis and severe respiratory distress. So there's many ors, and then there's many ands. So in order to be counted as, if you, to see if you meet the EpiLink definition, you have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19, or a probable case,
or a probable
you
case.
Came to a location where it's endemic.
Okay.
You know, she said there's many ors.
Yeah, there's many
and there's
ands.
Many ands, but she didn't. She left out and there's many ifs.
You know why? It's because when she said fever, she said subjective or measured. I think you feel hot. I do too. What do you think you have? 102. Oh, okay. Sounds good.
A lot of states now are requiring state employees to take their temperature before they go to work and then sign a form when they get there that says they took their temperature and did not have a fever.
Oh, my gosh.
They can't legally take their temperature at the door, see?
Yeah.
But sign this paper that you did do it yourself.
Doctor's offices are doing that. So as everybody starts to ramp up the craziness, we knew this was coming for the masks again, based on subjective, based on do you have a subjective fever? Do you feel a little hot and do you have a little cough? You have COVID. Diagnosis now. So many things have changed. But look at all the admissions. Have you realized something about all the clips I've played? They all sound very earnest in their appeal to tell you what the new deceit is. But they're not embarrassed to claim the deceit. In fact, all the people I've just played had no problem spinning this information out and telling you as if it's fact and as if it's no big deal and as if you should just move along, honey.
In some places, if you go to the emergency room and say you think you might have COVID, what I hear they're doing is they're just taking you down to a waiting room by the morgue.
Because you're a probable.
Yeah.
You're a probable and, you know, you're ready to bite the dust anyway, if they have their way. I do think an investigation needs to be done at nursing homes, though. I do think that we need to look at how people were treated at nursing homes, why the National Guard in Ohio, Utah, all these different states or Massachusetts have been brought in to administer testing. We need to find out why they're succumbing like they are to this. Now, a lot of them had death sentences before anyway. So they were already told, you know, you've got this thing that is going to take you out. And that's happened quite a bit. But at the same time, this is a majority of our cases in the United States. It isn't the general public. So it is really important that we actually look at the nursing homes, given that our first nine cases came out of the nursing home that were patients.
Nine out of nine died of COVID.
Yeah, I mean...
In hospice.
Yes, in the state of Washington outside of Seattle. So that being said, how did that happen so quickly? Because a person from China that they said came to Washington State with COVID, I don't know that he directly went to a nursing home. You would think that he would have gotten somebody sick on a plane or, you know, somewhere else. But no. I guess he beelined it from China into the nursing home outside of Seattle. And boom, nine people died in Seattle in a nursing home. What does that tell you? Does something seem a little shady to you on that?